Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Gatshalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma Daf Chaf Tet Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah of this, the third Perek. Shachtu et HaTamid. So they said after they identified the time it was the Tamid, they would shacht it. Eimat, when was this? Ila Mishayimot HaShana. If we're talking about any other time of the year, Losagilav Kohen Gadol. That wants to be the Kohen Gadol. After all, it'll be Yom Kippurim. So we now have switched into the Yom Kippurim mode, as in the previous podcast has suggested we had done already. So Ma'oral Vanamiika. But if that's the case, then why would there be a concern that the moonlight would have confused them that we needed the guy to do the calling? After all, Ma'oral Vana would not come up that late at night, that at that point of the month. Hache Kemar, Ufi Yom Kippurim, Kemar Bak Bakai, Redu Koin Gavol, Veta Tfila. So the point is that the Mishnah went on a tangent and talked about the different identifiers that might have been used during the rest of the year, based on the concern about the moonlight. But Barak Barkai, the essential call that says it's now light enough for the Tamid, then they take the Kohen Gadol to Beit HaTefillah and go from there. So not only the Shechitata Tamid, but if you did Melikata Of, or a Mincha, did Kmitza, and if it's any of the Avodat Adam, as it were, at night, then it would be burned, not just the Tamid, as we saw in the Mishnah. Bishtam Alata Of, we understand, Maidahave Have. It's dead. You can't kill it again. So it's gotta be burned. Ela Kometz Nehedra, Venehada Venikmitza Biyamama, why don't we just bring the Mincha back and do another Kmitza now that it's for sure daytime? The answer is, Hutani Rabu Amar Lahi, Rabbi Avin's father taught it, and then he explained it. Meaning, he repeated the halacha, and then he explained it. Kleshert Mekachina Filu Shalobis Mano. Which means that the Kometz had already been Mit Kadesh, even though it was the wrong time. And therefore, when you offered it, that was the Kometz, and the rest of the Mincha is Nifsal. So, Meitave Zakwal. Kolakar Bayom, Kadosh Biyom, Kolakar Balayla, Kadosh Balayla, Kolakar Bin Bayom, Bin Layla, Kadosh Bin Bayom, Bin Balayla. So anything that's offered during the day, which is almost everything, is sanctified during the day, must be sanctified during the day. Anything that is Kadosh Balayla, which should be offered by at night, for instance, Nisachim, because Nisachim can be offered days later, can be offered at night, can be Kadosh Balayla, and Kol HaKarev Bayom Uvalayla, in other words, things that could be either time, could be Mit Kadesh either time. Now, Tani Miyad Kol HaKarev Bayom Kadosh Bayom, Bayom In Balayla Lo. So that means that when you have this Mincha, and you put the comments into the Kli, and it was nighttime, really, that shouldn't be kadosh. Therefore, you should be able to go back and do another kmitza. The answer is, Dilma eino kadosh li karvo, kadosh li pasel. Maybe it's only not kadosh li chumra. Meaning, maybe the putting it in the kli sharet during the wrong time does not make it fit for being brought. But maybe it makes it offered enough or brought enough that we would call it pasul for being shelo bizmano. Meiti Rabbi Zeira sidera talach mitavazichin achar Shabbat, sidera bazichin v'Shabbat psulat. Let's say that the person set up the lechem and the bazichim on Sunday or Saturday night, and then he burned the bazichin on Shabbat. It's pasul. Kitzad yase. What should you do? And he chenu l'Shabbat haba. Let it stay another week on the shulchan. Shafilam dal shulchan yamir Rabbi and b'chachlum. There's really no problem with it staying several weeks. Alright, and therefore, if you only put it on after Shabbat, let it stay another week, so it has one full week Shabbat to Shabbat, even though it's almost 2 weeks, and then burn it then. So why is that the case? My tikdosh v'tipasel, according to what you said, l'chumra, it should be kadosh, and therefore it should be nifsal belina. Rav Amanda kamoti, shapa kamoti, that's a good challenge. V'avud Rabbi Avin Nami, manite kamar, but Rabbi Avin's father was quoting a braita. Because Savar, his answer is Laila in Mechuser Zman, Yom Mechuser Zman. His answer is as follows. If you put something together at night for the next day, that's not called Mechuser Zman. If it's a different day, then it's Mechuser Zman. Kimati Beishim Shetikdosh V'tipasel, so that it comes the end of the day, it should become Pasul. Marvina Shekada Misilko. So in the case of Lechem HaPanim, it must be the case that you went ahead and took it off the Shulchan. Even if you didn't do that, since you put it on Sunday or Saturday night, therefore it's as if it was put there by a monkey, literally meaning as if it wasn't put there at all, nobody actually did the action of putting it there, so it's not nifsal, as opposed to doing the proper act in a time which, well, the only problem is the time, like the kmitza of the mincha, which is done at night, So then it could be kadosh lipasel, not likarev. And even if not, you could argue that it's not called mechuser zman vis-a-vis the psul, and therefore it's kadosh lipasel, and therefore you cannot fix it later, and therefore the same rule that we had with tamid, that if it was nishchat too early, it has to be burned and destroyed, applies to the of shenimlak, which that we understood, and to the mincha.
Zakal hayab mikdash. The Mishnah then stated that the rule in the mikdash was that if a kohen in the middle of the avodah had to go out to defecate, he would need tevilah. If he went to urinate, then he would need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So bishlam v'raglayim, I understand why he would have to wash his legs. Mishum nitzotzot, because there would be drops of the urine that would be on his legs. Alayadayim maitam, why his hands? The assumption here is that he wouldn't be touching anything with his hands. Amar biyaba zotomeret mitzvah l'shafshef. That there's a mitzvah to wipe off the spot to wipe it clean, and we'll see why in a second, and therefore he's going to perforce have to touch it and will need kiddush adayim. So this supports Rabbi Yami, who says you're not allowed to go out with drips on your feet, because then it's going to look as if you are a kruchovcha, somebody whose genitals have been damaged. And then people will start to think that your children are not your own and that they're bastards, etc. It shows you how seriously you have to take stability and the rectitude of your own reputation and that of your children. Tsoa bim koma means if there's tsoa, feces, that's still in its place, meaning in the anal cavity. Asuli kor kriyat shma. You're not allowed to say kriyat shma if that's where it is. So hechidami, what's the story? Eidah nireit, if it's visible, so pshita. Eidah, it's obvious you can't say. Eidah lo nireit, if it's not visible, so lunetara l'malchei asharet. The Torah is not given to angels, after all. People in many points have fecal matter that's on its way out, as it were. So lo tzricha di yoshev nireit omed veina nireit. It's nireit only if you hunch down, but if you stand up, it wouldn't be seen. So why is that any different than a little bit of feces that's on your flesh, on your skin? If you have that, or if your hands are in a beit hakiser, so we see that not everybody will agree that you are forbidden from saying shema or dvarim shebikdusha when you have some tsoa on your hands. Why is this any different? The answer is bim koma nafi zuma. When it's in situ, it has a greater smell. When it's been removed from there and now it's on your hand or something, the smell is not as strong. The smell seems to be the greater factor here. Tanu Rabbanan, halacha b'su'uda. The law is, or the protocol is, for a feast. Adam yotzei lashtin mayim. If a man goes out to urinate, notal yado achad v'nichas. He washes one hand and comes in. But if he was talking to a friend and he was there for a long time outside, and we assume then hesach adat, he wasn't paying attention to his hands, he has to wash both hands. The simple read of the earlier rule is that he would wash outside, but that's not the case. You shouldn't wash outside and then come in, because people will then suspect you of not washing. He has to come in, sit down, and wash in his place where he's seated, so that everybody could see it. And just to make sure everybody sees it, he takes the cup of water and passes it around to other guests, so that everybody sees that he washed. He said, that's only if you're coming back in to drink like an aperitif. If you're coming in to continue eating, you could wash on the outside. Why? Everybody knows that you're fastidious and you're not going to walk in and eat without washing. Rachman Yitzchak says, and everybody knows about me, that I wouldn't even drink without washing, and therefore I can wash on the outside, thus indicating to us that the issue of chshad is very subjective and depends really on the individuals and who he is around and what they know about his own habits. So we'll pause at this point and pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.